We hit 1,000 listeners.
That we did. I was trying not to laugh through
Yeah,
the
I know
entire
that.
part.
It's very fitting.
Yeah, we do have a very important announcement, and you are correct, sir. We hit 1,000 listeners or 1,000 listens. We had 1,000 listeners. I don't know what that would look like.
I don't know. But it was our milestone we've been aiming for a while, and we made it.
Yeah.
So,
It now personally, I wish it would happen a little sooner, but we're both busy. I mean, we're busy.
yeah.
We're both that. We're full
When
time
you
work
only publish
jobs.
one episode a month,
Right.
it takes a little bit,
It
but
takes a while. Yeah, but we
yeah.
finally did it. I'm super happy that we were able to get there. And what's weird though, now that I look at the listens on the podcast, is have you noticed that it doesn't differentiate? It doesn't like start recounting. It just says 1K.
Yeah, it's a little like what now? It's not going to change till it gets to two.
Yeah,
Like, I
I
don't,
don't know.
it's kind of weird, but
I don't know how
oh
we
well.
track this, but
Yeah.
yeah. So I think I'm super excited, and to celebrate, we're gonna do a little quick, maybe a 10-minute recap of discussion, or we're gonna crack a beer and toast, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Do you have something that you're currently drinking?
I'm just about to open it. It's a
Crack
Sam
it.
Adams Winter Lager. It's
All
one of
right.
the only things that survived my garage freeze that happened
Give us a
recently.
quick. Give us a
Oh my
quick.
gosh. It
Just a
was
riff.
such a nightmare. Oh, I missed the.
Is there still ice
There
in
we go.
it?
No, this one's been inside for a bit.
Okay.
So when it got really cold, so for those of you that might be new to listening or whatever, we live in Minnesota and we re recently went through a little cold snap. Where it got, I don't know, like actual
Horrific.
air temperature
Yeah.
without the windshield was like 20 below.
Right.
And like an idiot, I had all of our beverages in the garage. So we have a fridge out there. It's the beverage fridge. And then some beverages outside the fridge, like pops and sparkling waters and stuff.
Yeah.
Everything exploded. It was a mess. It exploded all over my car, the
Oh.
door, the
So when you
ceiling of the garage, the
did
wall.
it
I mean, it
did
was
it did your
everywhere.
like door did the fridge door like fly open, or did you
No,
open
no,
the
no.
fridge
Everything
door?
in the
Oh,
fridge
man.
just exploded inside the fridge.
Okay.
And then everything outside the fridge exploded everywhere.
Oh,
There
I
was
see
like
what you're
cans
saying.
that were blown clear in half.
Yeah.
Like I had a
Yeah.
beer bottle where like half the bottle was still on the shelf and the other half was halfway across the garage. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I had so much to clean up. It sucked.
This is what happens in January in Minnesota.
Yeah, so the fridge is now downstairs.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, yeah, I'd put together that build your own six pack at Total Wine. So we would have three of the same beers, kind of
Yeah.
fun beers, and two of mine exploded. So
Well, we have one. We'll
I've
see how
got
that goes.
one, but how like when cans get all funky when they change temps and it's
Yeah,
like a mushy can.
like
I
a
have
neat
no idea
tote.
what's gonna happen when I open that thing.
Could be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise, that's for sure.
Yeah, don't
So
try and open it until we're doing the brewery, because that'll give us more drama.
yeah. So, and now my bird's squawking.
The part of
You
the
like that?
part of the
We
I don't
make no
the
apologies on
no
this
part of the
podcast.
reason
Yeah.
that this podcast is great is because Petey's in the background doing what he does. It's fine.
Yeah, I
You
kind
got
of
a Sam
forgot that
Adams.
he's like right next to me now in the basement since I
It's
moved things
fine.
around. And now I'm kind of regretting that choice. That's all
Well,
right.
since your beer's exploded, I'm gonna crack beer one of the three that you bought us, which
Ooh, what
is
is it?
this, and this is the Eagle Brewing Banana Bread beer.
Oh, it's such a good one. And I know
And
we've done that one before, but I
a
couldn't
cup,
pass it
yeah.
up.
No,
So.
I think it's fitting because this was your first ever
It
brewing
was,
beer.
yeah.
I'm gonna pour this baby.
It's a good one to cycle back to on the Happy Thousand.
I think that we were obviously not gonna actually review it, but it was
No.
like the it's so far I think it's the highest rated one that we've
I
had between the
think
two of
I can
us.
actually tell you, I think it's tied with.
Oh, is it? All right.
Let me look.
Dude, it smells so good. It smells like
I
a
know
piece of banana bread.
it is really good. Let's see. The Liney's Brewology Pample Moose.
Really? Ranked higher than this?
Wait, that was a combined score. Let me see.
Speaking of which, I went to Total
Because
Wine today
the
myself.
only when I did it was before we started ranking them.
Oh,
So
yeah. It wasn't part of the.
for a single ranking, it is the highest at 34.
I'm telling you,
So yeah, it still remains the highest individually ranked beer.
So where is this brewery again? It is in
Eagle Valley, I think it's Colorado. maybe. I can't remember.
Yep. Carlsberg.
Boulder or somewhere Colorado.
Colorado. Excuse me. It says Carlsberg Marston's Brewing Company. This is the one that says it's okay. This is confusing. I'll read what it says exactly. It says product of UK, and then it says produced by Carlsberg Marston's Brewing Company, Eagle Brewery, Havelock Street, Bedford, UK. It's an overseas UK address, and this is imported by St. Kilian, Massachusetts. Importing.
I was way off.
Yeah, but this is odd.
So it's a product of the UK.
That's weird, though. So it's a product of the UK, but then it says imported by St. Kilian Importing Company, and then gives you a Massachusetts address. So that's weird. Because, yeah, their website is www.eaglebrewery.co.uk. Weird.
Interesting.
But anyway, it's an amazing beer. I'm going to enjoy it.
Try it. So. Go to Total Wine or your local liquor store. Well, local liquor store probably won't have it. You might have to go somewhere bigger, but
fly to the UK. Do whatever you have to do.
If you can find it, it's worth a try.
Yeah, big time.
It is definitely worth a try.
Big time. So, yeah, I don't know. What are your – do you have a favorite – I'll put you on the hot seat. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite moment of the first 1,000 listens? It's not even season one because we're, like, halfway through season two.
I think just, like, when – it's funny listening from when we first started out and kind of, like, talking over ourselves and each other, and we sounded kind of goofy and just kind of figuring it out and not really knowing what was going to happen.
Saying bye to each other.
It was kind of awkward.
Yeah,
but like listening to kind of how we've evolved it a little bit, and so that's kind of cool. But like, if I had to single out some moments, I would definitely say one of the biggest moments was the 93X shout out. That was pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah, that was because really
that kind of spiked us up our listeners, and it was just cool to hear. So that was kind of exciting.
Yep.
And definitely, like, I would say I've just had a lot of fun doing it. Like, we talk a lot anyways, obviously. Yeah. Like, we've been friends all these years. We obviously talk. But I don't know. I really enjoy when we do this.
Yeah, it's kind of like a stress. For me, it's a de-stressor.
Yeah.
It is.
It's just been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. I look forward to doing it.
We're keeping it going.
100%. It's been a fun experience. Yeah. And we'll keep it going as long as we want. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed it. How about you? What would you say are your highlights?
I can't like pinpoint. I think anyone listening can obviously tell we've been friends for like 30 plus years. And like, honestly, I think sometimes like right now, like we could be like 15 minutes into a discussion or something. And this isn't something that we're like making up. Like I feel like we're just chatting over the phone. Like just hit the record button is the only difference. That's literally the only difference. So
yeah.
But yeah, same. Like I think it's awesome. It's a de-stressor for me. It helps me kind of unwind a little bit. And I think doing the breweries are super fun. I think talking about families and
it's funny sometimes too, like we think so alike and like we obviously kind of know how each other feel about things, but sometimes actually talking it out and hearing each other say it, you know, sometimes things just go without saying, but sometimes we actually talk it out. It's kind of, good to,
we don't always have to see the same, you know? Yeah, absolutely. Right.
You know, another thing I just thought of that I really like, that was funny, is when we figure out how to look at the analytics of the podcast and we started seeing like, hey, we had listeners from France and like, we rolled that one out for a while. Yep. Like,
yeah, you do.
But it's kind of cool, like seeing that, like when you start seeing, like, hey, we had listeners in, you know, like, all these crazy places, like South Africa and France, and like, so that was kind of fun too. When we started playing around with the analytics of it and seeing that was kind of neat.
You can do this is like a free plug for Anchor, which it's cool because you can see, you see the analytics, and then the other thing that you see is you see it divides out like male, female.
Oh yeah, the demographics and then the age groups.
Yeah, and then the age group. So like our highest demographic is what we are. So it's male.
Is it like male
35 to 40 or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I'd have to look again, but
I think that's our highest somewhere one. There.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I can't. I don't know. I think there's been some bits that have
really been fun and some discussions, like, because we can just, we could go, we've had this conversation before. You could stick us in a corner with a microphone and we could go for an hour on something without any preparation. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
So a lot of our stuff is just a conversation and I'm chatting and reminiscing and things like that. But I think that's what makes it fun. So
yeah, for sure. It's been a fun ride.
And yeah, it has been a fun ride. We're at 1,000 listens. Yeah, so it's been 1,000. We're currently at like season 2, episode 5, 6-ish. We'll keep rolling them out, and we'll keep doing it. And I think we'll keep throwing updates out there. And yeah,
we'll still try to get them a little more frequently. I know we're going to try for like once every 2 weeks, which we're kind of on track for that now, but.
I mean, the
time goes by so quick. All of a sudden, it's like, oh crap, it's been a month since the last one.
Right. And like the pie in the sky dream would be like, I don't know how you would get in onto something bigger where we could just like quit our jobs and just have some sort of a show. I don't know how you would do that.
That'd be so nice. Though.
Yeah.
Awesome. I would do that like literally tonight. I would text you and be like, peace out. Yeah.
Well, we need to win the lottery, or I don't know how that's going to work.
If anybody's out there with a lot of money that doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, if you're independently rich.
Sponsor our show.
If you're independently rich.
Our demands are modest.
Yeah, we're not. I'm a frugal guy. Podcast
for beer.
Yeah, I'm a frugal guy.
I'm a frugal guy. That's what I like about you.
Your attention to detail. All right. Well, we'll keep it short. We'll end it on this note. Yeah. But yeah, just a big thank you to anybody who's listening, who enjoys it, and we'll keep rolling them out. We'll look forward to 2,000. So.
Yeah, things to look forward to coming up in the next 1,000. We might sneak in some more reviews on something other than beer.
Oh, okay.
Lots of fun new bits.
Mm-hmm.
More discussions. Yeah, good stuff coming up.
Lots of stuff to look forward to. So thank you, everybody. And
yes, thank you.
We'll see you soon.